Chapter 3.
Accident, my patootie. Nans handed Lexi the now clean metal ice cream container, which was the last of the catering equipment they were packing into the back of Anna's van. You don't really think someone gave him the peanut sauce on purpose, do you? Lexi asked. I mean, they seemed like a close family.
Seemed like, Nans replied. On the surface, it looked that way, but anyone could see there was conflict going on underneath.
Lexi screwed up her face. She hadn't noticed any conflict. I think you're just looking for an excuse to investigate something.
No, I'm sure something funny is going on, Nan said. I know you would never screw up something as important as that, especially when there's a food allergy involved.
I hope not. Anna glanced nervously at the van. I just bought this van, and the bad publicity could kill my business. Lexi's heart crunched at the worry on Anna's face. What if she had screwed up? Don't worry, Anna. None of this was your fault. If I accidentally served him the peanut sauce, I'll own up to it and make sure it doesn't hurt your business.
It won't come to that, right, girls?
Ruth looked from Nans to Ida to Helen, who all nodded their agreement.
That's right, Ida added, as she stuffed a folded napkin, bulging with the leftover madeleines, into her large purse. You girls have nothing to worry about. The Ladies' Detective Club is on the case.
Helen patted Lexi's arm.
Don't worry, Lexi. We'll get to the bottom of it.
Lexi smiled at the four older women, her heart warming. It was nice to have friends that stuck by you, even if it might turn out that she did make a mistake. But she felt certain she hadn't. She tucked the ladies into Ruth's gigantic blue Oldsmobile and watched them drive off, wincing when Ruth took the turn too wide, running over a patch of white petunias that had been planted on the corner. Lexi turned back to Anna, who was climbing into the catering van.
Don't worry, Anna. Everything will be okay.
Anna gave her a wan smile.
I know. I just wish Mr. Banks hadn't died in the middle of the party.
Or while eating my ice cream, Lexi added.
I'll call you later when I find out what Jack has to say.
Thanks. Anna smiled, put the van in gear, and drove off, leaving Lexi alone in the parking lot with her yellow VW bug. Lexi took the long way home to give herself time to think. It was possible someone had switched the ice cream dishes. But who would want to kill Regis? And who would have been able to do that without anyone noticing? She tried to think back to who had visited the head table, but she'd been pretty busy serving and hadn't had her eye on it the whole time. She knew there was a lot of milling about. Almost everyone at the party went up to the table to congratulate Regis after dinner, which meant that almost everyone at the party was a possible suspect. Lexi tried to clear her head as she turned into her neighborhood. Nans must be rubbing off on her. Now she was looking at everything with a suspicious mind. Most likely, it was just an accident. She'd know more once she talked to Jack. A tinge of nervousness ran through her as she thought of Jack. He wasn't happy about the way she always seemed to get herself mixed up in the middle of murder cases. She hoped he wouldn't be mad at her. Lexi pulled into the driveway of the 1940s bungalow she shared with Jack. The house had been Nan's, and when Nan's had moved into the local retirement community, she'd sold it to Lexi. Now that Lexi and Jack were married, he'd moved in, and they were preparing Jack's house for sale. Lexi opened the front door and was immediately assaulted by a flurry of white fur.
Her Shih Tzu poodle mix, Sprinkles, leaped at her knees in her usual over-exuberant greeting. She bent down to scoop the little dog into her arms. "You're home." Jack made his way to her with a glass of wine. Taking the dog from her arms, he kissed her, then shoved the wine into her hand. "I thought you could use this." Lexi smiled, feeling a little relieved. He wasn't mad. "Thanks." She accepted the drink, kicked her shoes off, and collapsed on the couch. It had been a long day, and she didn't realize how exhausted she was until now. "So did the police find anything more?" Lexi asked Jack, over the rim of her wine glass.
"Looks like it was nothing but an unfortunate accident. I hope you're not blaming yourself."
Jack's eyes brimmed with concern. He gently picked up her left foot and put it in his lap, his forefinger and thumb working the tension in the arch. Lexi frowned. "I hope they won't sue me or anything."
"First of all, no one even knows it was you that gave him the peanut sauce. The plates could have been moved or he ate out of someone's dish."
Jack's fingers pressed on the points below her toes, and Lexi felt herself relaxing back into the couch.
"And second of all, the family didn't seem too upset about Regis passing."
Lexi's radar pinged and she sat back up. "Really? Don't you find that suspicious that the family didn't care?" Jack shrugged and started working on her other foot.
"Not really. I mean, he was pretty old. They were all probably just waiting for him to die. As you can imagine, his kids will inherit a lot of money."
"But that's a perfect reason to kill him. Aren't you going to investigate any further?"
"Nope. We've determined there was no foul play."
"But his kids would benefit financially from his death," Lexi said incredulously.
"I know. But just because someone benefits from another's death doesn't always mean they murdered them. In this case, we think it's unlikely because of his advanced age. He wasn't going to live much longer."
Jack shrugged. "I guess you're right," Lexi said. "Only a fool would take the risk of killing him, if he was going to die on his own soon anyway. Right?"